Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front payment equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes in detail.
A little self-care can go a long way, especially amidst the hustle and bustle of the holidays. That's where Vegamore comes in. Trusted by millions, Vegamore is all about giving your hair the love and care it deserves. With their vegan and cruelty-free formulas, you can nourish and revitalize your strands while indulging in some much-needed pampering. Because let's face it, who couldn't use a bit more me time this time of year? Go to vegamore.com/ACAST, code ACAST. That's VEGAMOUR.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Bombas presents unsolicited gifting advice. Number one, if they say not to get them anything, get them something. Two, underwear is a great gift, just not for your boss. And three, those absurdly soft Bombas socks and slippers you've been eyeing for yourself, they'll love those. And the fact that for every item you purchase, another is donated to someone who needs it, they'll love that even more.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
And welcome, everybody, to this week's exciting episode.
Uh-oh, SpaghettiOs.
That one I definitely know. That one's The Simpsons.
It is indeed.
That's, yeah. I don't know, there's a character on TV that's got the same name as Homer Simpson, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah. And Uh-Oh SpaghettiOs is a good theme for today's episode.
I guess it is, yeah. I suppose to introduce this, we've come across this idea because, in fairness, probably for the last several months, you've been on and on and on and on and on and on about this certain company that we're going to be covering today, and in the end I threw down the towel and I said, right, we're each going to try and find an evil empire.
Yeah.
You're going first, and then next week I've got to try and top you.
Yes, which I think is a great idea.
Yeah, I think it's a good idea. It's a little bit unusual for us, but I think it could work.
And I can finally get things off my chest that I've wanted to discuss.
Publicly.
Yeah. I've actually prepared a statement for today.
Okay, well, you go ahead then.
So I am going to be breaking down Disney for my evil empire. But I also realised that it makes me a bit of a hypocrite. Because I have Disney Plus subscription. So I have prepared a statement, and I would just like to have the next 3 minutes just to explain myself, if that's all right with anybody.
Yeah.
So let me take you back to 1998. I first got into Star Wars. I was about 9 years old.
Yeah.
I am one of the biggest Star Wars fans in the world.
I think everybody who listens to this knows that.
Yeah. I love it with such passion. To the point, it's on par with my wife. Like, genuinely, I love Star Wars so much. And I've watched some sort of Star Wars content or had some sort of Star Wars content every single day since I was 9 years old. I love it that much. I read the books, the comics, action figures, the whole thing.
You have the T-shirts.
So I have got some T-shirts.
I know, I bought you one of them.
I even got Star Wars pyjamas.
Have you?
Yeah, and as a grown man...
Oh, we need a picture of that.
Yeah, I wear my Star Wars jammies to bed.
Check the Discord.
So I understand that breaking down Disney makes me a bit of a hypocrite, but in my defence, I only have Disney Plus because Star Wars has been bought by Disney. Lucasfilm is part of Disney.
In your defense, Lucasfilm or LucasArts, whatever you want, wasn't originally Disney.
No.
It was his own independent company. They just offered him a hell of a lot of money that he couldn't refuse so that they could take the franchise on.
Yeah.
Which is another bit of their evilness.
Mm, yes.
But this is the first bit of their evilness.
Yeah.
That we're covering today.
I'm also very 50-50 on that, because if it wasn't for Disney buying Lucasfilm, we wouldn't have certain series and, you know, background stories for characters.
This is true. This is true.
But they've done it in a way that a lot of fans aren't happy with. So it's...
Yeah.
But I would just like to say I'm fully aware I'm a hypocrite during this episode, but I love Star Wars that much, I cannot get rid of my Disney Plus subscription, because it's the only thing that has everything Star Wars there.
True.
So... That being said, let's tear down Disney together.
Let's do it. Disney, here we come.
Now, we are going to go through quite a lot today. It's going over many, many years.
Okay.
So let's get the history out of the way first.
We're in for the long haul. Stretches.
Yeah, we've got a couple pages on Walt Disney himself, so...
Well, I guess we should probably start there.
Yeah, it's the very start of it, so...
Surely wasn't such an evil man, was he?
No, not really. That's the thing. It's going to get more evil as we go along.
Uncle Walt, that he liked to be called, didn't he?
Yeah, and by all accounts, a lot of people have said he had a very warm feel to him.
Yeah.
Like he was a family member and things like that, so... You know, 80% of feedback and research actually paints Walter in a good light, to be fair. So I will just throw that out there straight away. But Walter Elias Disney, born on December 5th, 1901. He was an American animator, film producer, entrepreneur, and pioneer of the American animation industry. He holds the record for most Academy Awards, being 26.
Wow.
And earned nominations... As well in other, I think, Golden Globes, Grammys, things
that sort of thing,
Some have called him the greatest filmmaker of all time, but that's obviously up for debate.
Yes.
You got Spielberg in there as well.
Kubrick,
yeah, there's a few people, but some people consider him the greatest filmmaker of all time. He started drawing from a young age and became an illustrator at the age of 18. He moved to California in the early 1920s and set up the Disney Brothers Studio with his brother Roy. In 1928, he created Mickey Mouse, and this was obviously his first highly successful creation.
Yeah, wasn't that like Tugboat Mickey or something like that?
I think it was like all black and white.
Yeah, very basic.
He then went on to develop synchronized sound, full-color three-strip technology, feature-length cartoons, and technical developments in cameras. These results can be seen in Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs from 1937, Pinocchio and Fantasia, which was 1940, and Dumbo in 1941, and Bambi in 1942. And then obviously he went on through the 50s and 60s, making more classic films like Cinderella in the 50s. And
yeah, the camera innovation was actually quite clever, wasn't it? He did like multi-layered... like backgrounds for the animations, and the camera was mounted above that and would zoom in and out, literally lift it up and down to zoom in and out so that they could like make the foreground sort of come past the camera and zoom in on what was at the background. Very innovative of its time.
Yeah, he definitely was a pioneer, like they say.
Yeah.
He'd done some very, very smart things. And in the 1950s, Disney and Walt expanded into the amusement park industry.
Yes, and obviously.
In July 1955, he opened Disneyland in California. Then went on to television programs and created Walt Disney's Disneyland and the Mickey Mouse Club. Now, remember the Mickey Mouse Club, because it was a cartoon.
Was it a cartoon in itself, was it?
Yeah, it started off as a cartoon, and then it became a club with real actors and singers and things, which we'll get back to. Disney was a heavy smoker, and he died of lung cancer in 1966. His remains were cremated 2 days later, and his ashes spread over Forest Lawn Memorial Park in Glendale, California.
Or were they?
Now, that's just the history part of it. So straight away, let's get into the first conspiracy of Walt Disney, which I'm assuming you must have heard.
If you tell me what it is, I honestly don't know.
About being frozen.
Oh, yes, cryogenically frozen so that you could be reanimated in the future when
yeah.
science has caught up with it. I'll tell you what, that's quite innovative to think of in 1966, to be fair, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Well, I've done some research on that as well, a little sub-research, yeah. if you will. So a lot of people would have heard the rumour that he was cryogenically frozen till the future happened. But I can tell you that this widespread rumour is a load of rubbish.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. There was even reports that he was frozen underneath the main castle at Disneyland. I was like, I've not heard that before, but
doing the
research, some people believed it. So, yeah, it's completely false. They are not true. The first case of cryogenic preservation took place months after Disney's death.
Only months?
Yeah.
Oh, I would have thought it had been like years. Like I say, I thought that was very innovative even to think of it in 1966. Mm. I wouldn't have thought that they even had the technology or the capability back then. But then I guess we went to the moon in 1969, so yeah, it's possible. Yes.
But why did people think he was frozen, I hear you say, Pirate?
But why did they think that, Josh?
Well, in 1986, a man called Leonard Moseley published a book where it was kind of like a biography about Walt Disney.
Right, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he says in the book that Walt Disney himself was obsessed with cryogenically freezing, and he even had one of his lungs removed and completely frozen in its entirety.
While he was still alive, just to see if it worked?
It's all fake. It's all false.
Okay.
But the only bit that was true is apparently he was obsessed with, like, kind of prolonging his life and living forever.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, technically, he does live forever because he's Disney.
Yeah.
But he had this obsession with being cryogenically frozen.
Fair enough.
So, but also, a little bit of the conspiracy. There is allegedly rumours of the film Frozen being made by Disney purely so when people Googled this conspiracy, it would come up with the Frozen movie.
Frozen rather than is Walt Disney frozen yeah. under the castle waiting for the future. Yeah,
yeah, that's just a rumour, so no one knows. Now, we get onto the bits that are a little bit juicy. So there's another conspiracy rumour that I've heard over the years that Walt Disney himself was either a Nazi or an anti-Semite.
A Nazi supporter, I think I've heard, yeah.
Mm. Well, I can say it's not true.
Right.
Because he had a lot of Jewish staff members.
Right, yeah.
People working for him from all different backgrounds. Black, Asian, Jewish, yeah. Christian. So,
didn't care.
Yeah, he didn't care. He actually, by some reports, loved people to work together, which brings me on to the next bit. So,
right.
In 1938, 1 month after Kristallnacht, which means Crystal Night in German, Disney personally welcomed Nazi director Leni Riefenstahl to his studios. Now, some say she was there to work on a deal for Germany to play Disney movies, because I'm guessing they were banned or possibly not allowed in Germany at the time.
Yeah.
So that's one suggestion as to why she was there. Some rumours suggest Disney practiced tolerance and was kind of forcing people to work together or try and understand someone else's view and opinion, if you know what I mean. Like trying to bring people together rather than creating enemies and...
Yeah, did you say this was in 1938?
Yeah, 1 month after Kristallnacht, which is Crystal Night.
So that's pretty much the beginning of the Second World War then?
Yeah. I'm guessing so
it could have been the Nazis trying to make allies in America. Who knows?
Possibly. I mean, there's so many rumours as to why. There was another one that he didn't actually know that she was a Nazi or worked for the Nazis.
Yeah, no. It's
because it was kind of...
plausible.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't speak for people. Obviously, I wasn't around in 1938, but there was a genuine consensus that women weren't seen to work with the Nazis. I know they did, but you know. I can't really explain it.
The fair agenda and all that sort of thing. Back in those old-fashioned times.
So there was just a few rumours as to why this Nazi ended up. Apparently afterwards as well, he was very upset about the fact that he'd learned that she was a Nazi and said he knew that he wouldn't have invited her. Stuff like that. There's other rumours that he is racist. Walt Disney.
Okay, well, I think we've debunked that one already, saying that he's got Jews and black people and Asians and, you know, every colour under the sun to come and work for him. He wasn't discriminative at all by the sounds of things.
Yeah, and I think the reason people think that he might be racist is the black crows in Dumbo. One of them was called Jim Crow.
Yeah.
The black servant in Fantasia. And the Song of the South movie, which you cannot watch anymore.
Not anymore, no.
No, it's a movie that was dubbed so offensive and racist that the Disney company will no longer let it be seen by public and have separated themselves from it for years. Again, I kind of put that down to the times.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I've seen Song of the South, like, with my mother being black. Like, I've watched it. And I don't think she was particularly a fan of it. So it probably did have racist tones in there.
I think I've seen it, but I don't remember it. It had been so long ago.
I remember there was like a black traveller hobo guy, and he had like a stick with the classic handkerchief on the end. I think it was like red with white polka dots and stuff. But it's been so long since I watched it, and you can't watch it anyway.
No.
But people think that he's racist because of these things. But again, I'm not sticking up for him. Like, there's no excuse for some racism in movies and stuff. But I think we are talking 1938, and people have to remember that it was acceptable.
Generally acceptable back then, yeah.
And it was also acceptable even in the 50s to have sitcoms and TV shows where men were hitting women and making jokes out of it. And that was in the 50s, and we're talking about, you know, 1940. So there was also controversy about the company's unwillingness to hire minorities at Disneyland. So he did have, different backgrounds working for him.
Yeah.
But some people said that it wasn't enough back in the day.
Right.
So I don't know if this is the reason.
Before, like, equality and, like, I mean, like, back then, black people couldn't vote, you know, or anything like that, you know.
Yeah.
So, I mean, really, that was just a sign of the times, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. And I will just say one little thing about the other thing that people said is he was sexist. I'm completely saying no. I've not even delved into that because I saw one quote where he allegedly said that women aren't as creative as men. So he didn't hire that many creative women for that department.
Okay.
But then he worked with the woman that wrote Mary Poppins.
Right, yeah, yeah. He did.
And he built a whole franchise on Disney princesses and queens and things like that. So for me, I don't think you can say he was sexist. Again,
no worse than anybody else of that time.
Maybe a sign of the times.
Yeah,
but
maybe he was actually quite progressive.
Yeah, maybe so. Yeah. Because we were talking about, like, we've both heard stories where things have happened and he's fired people.
Yeah. Oh, do you want me to tell that?
Go for it.
Yeah. And there was a story that I remember seeing on the telly, well, quite a few years ago now, where Disney has inside the company his own little theatre room where they show their new cartoons, you know, a little showcase to get approval and whatnot. And Walt Disney was watching one of these cartoons where the animator had animated Mickey and Minnie fornicating.
Mm.
And everybody sort of thought it was funny. Even Walt Disney himself was laughing at it. And at the end of the show, he stood up and still laughing, said, "Who made this?" And someone put their hand up and he fired them on the spot.
Mm. Yes.
So that is disrespectful. That's not the kind of thing that we do here.
Mm-hmm.
You're fired.
Yeah. And I had a very similar story, and I'm paraphrasing, but it was something to do with someone making an anti-Jewish comment. And again, he then fired them on the spot and wouldn't tolerate it.
So we're not really painting him to be particularly evil here, are we, Josh?
No, we're not. No, I'm just kind of explaining that there was rumours about him being a certain way.
But I don't think these rumours are founded.
No, they're
and
not.
I'm just putting it out there. You can accuse me of getting in your head, pirate, if you want. But I would say that since Disney's death, the company Disney, or Walt Disney Productions, back in the 80s when I first came across it, now it's just Disney, is more evil now that it's got a board of directors
100%.
Than whatever it was when Walt Disney was in charge.
Yes.
So we might as well make that distinction now.
When Walt Disney passed away in 66, his brother took over until 84, and Disney still then was very progressive.
Walt Disney Productions as well, yeah.
It was after 84 when he stepped down that other people that weren't part of the Disney family were involved, and that is what you're talking about.
Yeah, board of directors. The change from Walt Disney Productions, where there was the actual family in charge, to Disney. And, board of directors, massive production company.
Yeah. Now, we're going to talk about the Mickey Mouse Club. Not the cartoon I mententioned, but they had a Mickey Mouse
Saturday
Club.
Saturday morning TV program.
Yeah, with actual people. And there are some famous people that are part of the Mickey Mouse Club.
Oh, yeah, there's some people that literally launched their careers there.
Mm-hmm. Ryan Gosling, Justin Timberlake, Christina Aguilera, probably the most famous ones, but then you've also got Britney Spears.
Yeah.
So to kind of show you how evil it started getting, the Mickey Mouse Club, for some people like Ryan Gosling and Justin Timberlake, it obviously hasn't really affected because they are
too much,
two white males.
Male, yeah.
But the same can't be said for some of the women. There was heavy reports of sexual assault, drugs, alcohol, allegedly a rape.
To minors.
Yes, they would have been 16, teenagers, 17, 17 at the most for some of these situations. Demi Lovato is really outspoken about it. She has spoken about her experience, and she's the one that talks about sexual assault. And
was she kind of the first whistleblower on that, was she?
I'd say the major one, serious allegations. Yeah. There was small things like with Britney Spears allegedly offered alcohol at the age of 14. Things going on there. And also the Baby One More Time video.
Right.
What? Like,
well, that was after Disney Club, wasn't it?
It is, but it's still kind of... is painting a picture of, like, the Mickey Mouse Club was kind of sexualizing these young girls.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
But at the same time, they were trying to keep their squeaky clean image.
Yeah, well, Britney was very much like that, because she was all about, like, oh, I'm a virgin until I get married and all that sort of stuff when she was first came on the scene, wasn't she?
Yes. And I'm glad you said about virgins, because the other thing was the Jonas Brothers. They had purity rings.
Right.
They were... I don't think they were part of the Mickey Mouse Club. They were part of the Disney Club.
Yeah.
But they kind of preached about, save yourself till marriage and look at us, we're wearing purity rings. And they were kind of pushing this idea. But it was still bringing the idea of sex to the forefront of people's minds. It wasn't about the music. It was about, look at us, we've got purity rings. And it's all just a bit shady. Like I said, it's going to get worse as it gets along.
Okay, fair enough.
But this was the first kind of rumours of shadiness going on with Disney.
Behind the scenes.
The Mickey Mouse Club. Yeah. But backstage, sexual assault and things, there's been allegedly rumours. Like, some of it went to court, some of it didn't. A lot of it got swept under the rug. But, you know, there's a bit of shadiness there.
Okay.
And again, not necessarily evil, but Club 33.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Yeah, Club 33 is not necessarily evil. But,
but it's showing that there's secrets. There's mysteriousness.
Yes,
there.
Club 33, for those who don't know, you can correct me on this, is an exclusive dining club, is it not? Like a restaurant for executives and celebrities and, you know, people who've just got a lot of money have to pay for this exclusive access to Club 33, which is like a restaurant, a bar that they can go into away from all the rest of the crowds at Disney World. Is that correct?
Pretty much. Yeah. There's, it's not just dining and bar. There's like they get offered special edition toilet roll, I believe I wrote down.
Toilet roll?
Oh, yeah. Paper hand towels with gold printed 33 logo.
Oh, right. Not Mickey Mouse-y. It's to wipe your...
No. But these secret clubs, you can find them at Disneyland and Disney World. If you see a sea green door with a bronze buzzer, that is how you get in. It's a VIP lounge as well, not open to the public. Was made for the executives who has sponsorships inside the park, is originally why it was created.
Okay, right.
And no one knows how much a membership is, but allegedly someone offered $50,000 and was denied.
Refused?
Mm.
Oh, wow.
Some people have said it's up to $100,000. And I will say as well, once you get a membership, you have to upkeep that membership.
So it's like an annual subscription?
Yeah. So with the gold membership, there's two memberships here. So with the gold membership, it is anywhere, you know, up to 50, 60,000 if they want you to join the club. You can't just, you know.
Yeah.
But the platinum one is said to be 100,000 plus. And
but no one really knows.
No one knows. Okay. No, it's all secret. It's all shh.
Don't tell anyone.
But the membership for the gold is $15,000 a year to keep your membership.
Oh, so hang on. So it was like what, over 50,000 just to join?
Yeah.
But that's not the actual yearly subscription. It's only 15,000
to keep the membership. Yeah. But platinum pay 30,000 per year. This is going to be another one of them episodes where it's like allegedly.
Yeah.
Because
my only argument about that is like. I mean, I'm personally not particularly interested in Disney or going to Disneyland anyway. Mm. Who wants to go there that often just to get exclusive access to this Club 33? You'd have Mickey Mouse and Donald Duck rammed down your throat every day. I mean, I don't want to go to Disneyland that frequently that you got to pay $15,000 a year to get in there. How often are you going to this club?
What's going on in that club? Why are these people getting drawn back to pay $15,000-$30,000 a year?
What's going on in there to make it worth that kind of money?
Exactly. That's the kind of questions you got to be thinking about and asking yourself. Is like, there's obviously more than just fine dining going on in here. Well, and
we do know as well about secret areas within Disneyland. Obviously, this one.
Get out of my head. Don't mention it.
But that's what I mean. This is obviously the start of that network, isn't it?
Yes, yeah. Well, yeah, it's the first kind of... It's the secret club that people know about, but it's still secret.
So we don't know about it.
And the reason is they don't allow videos. They don't let you film. And limited photos when told. You can take a picture here or take a picture.
Right,
okay. So they're very careful of what they put out about Club 33.
Yeah, because I've heard of Club 33, but yeah, like you say, I've never seen any pictures or videos or anything of what goes on behind that door.
Well, if that doesn't blow your mind, there is a secret club within the secret club.
Another one. How much does this one cost to join?
This is the platinum package.
So, oh, okay. So,
and it's called Club 1901. Which is a secret club within a club.
Homage to Walt Disney himself, who was born in 1901.
Yes, yeah, okay. That is the connection. And as you said, my friend, there is secret areas within Disney. There is secret underground tunnels in Disneyland that measure 9 acres that connect every single area of the park. So big, in fact... Golf carts are needed to move around.
Oh, really? Wow.
It's that massive. Now, this is where we're going to start getting into the juicy, darker side of Disney. Allegedly. So, allegedly, a boy was kidnapped through an underground tunnel at Disney. Now...
Yes, this wasn't that long ago either, was it?
This was not long ago. And at the time, other podcasts reported on it. And... When I looked it up at the time, the police were involved. There had some credence to it. Now, when I done my research for this, and I remembered that story from a few months ago, if not, you know, less than a year ago.
Yeah, it was less than 6 months, I think.
I thought, oh, I'll get the details of that. Now I'm starting to see reports that it's a hoax. The whole thing was a hoax.
Okay.
So make of that what you will. But the story, I'll just quickly tell the story that that I heard on other podcasts and things a few months back was allegedly this guy let his son go to the children's toilets.
The restroom, yeah.
There was only one way in and one way out. He waited by the entrance because he's a big boy. He can do that himself. And after a brief amount of time, he noticed his son might need help or something. So as he's gone into the bathrooms, he has seen a trap door close.
In the floor tiles.
In the floor, and his son is not in the bathroom, and there's only one way in and one way out. That is the story, allegedly. Yeah. But again, make what you will of it. Is it a hoax? Is there some truth behind it? There has also been reports of human trafficking within Disney and a Disney paedophile ring. Multiple sexual assaults with employees grooming children. Some of them have gone to court and some of them have served jail time. So this is a thing.
Okay, so it's an actual reported problem, really.
Mm-hmm. And one of them was actually one of the higher-ups, one of the VPs of the company, to the point he had several allegations with a seven-year-old girl. And it went to court. But as we all know, in some situations, money talks, and there wasn't enough evidence, even though multiple people came forward. I think he stepped down. But again, you know, this did happen.
Yeah.
And as of 2014, there has been...
A little self-care can go a long way, especially amidst the hustle and bustle of the holidays. That's where Vegamore comes in. Trusted by millions, Vegamore is all about giving your hair the love and care it deserves. With their vegan and cruelty-free formulas, you can nourish and revitalize your strands while indulging in some much-needed pampering. Because let's face it, who couldn't use a bit more me time this time of year? Go to vegamore.com/ACAST, code ACAST. That's VEGAMOUR.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
The DSW Black Friday sale is on. Take 30% off almost everything in stores and online right now. Yep, you heard that right, 30% off. Stock up on new shoes, bags, and extras for you and yours from all the gift-worthy brands you love. But hurry, Black Friday can't last forever. Get to your DSW store or DSW.com ASAP to save big. Exclusions apply. Details at DSW.com.
At least 35 men that have been investigated and charged for inappropriate things with children.
Within the business of Disney, yeah?
Yes, employees, ranking members of staff, you know, ranging from the bottom towards
right at the top. Yeah, yeah.
So since 2014, at least 35 that they know of. Right. And you can look this up. I'm just repeating the information
I have found.
Now... It's going to take a real dark turn here, but bear with me. Now, there are certain symbols. We've spoke about subliminal messages before with Disney. We mentioned the bit in Aladdin where you hear a voice say, take off your clothes. What is that doing in a kid's film?
Yeah.
I briefly mentioned the fox in Pinocchio saying about young boys being taken to Pleasure Island and things like that. And I'm not going to go back into that, but I will just say that there are... four symbols of imagery that continuously appear in Disney films, as well as other films outside of Disney, but a lot in Disney, not just in films, on merchandise, CDs, coasters, T-shirts. There is certain symbols. Right. One of them means boy lover. Another one means little boy lover. Another one means girl lover. And another one means child lover. Now,
okay, and from I can see your notes.
Yeah,
three of them are basically spirals, but one of them is triangle shaped.
Mm-hmm.
That's the boy lover. Little boy lover is a classic spiral, just a circular spiral.
Mm.
Girl Lover is a heart spiral.
Yeah.
And Child Lover, it almost looks like a shamrock, but with four leaves.
It's like a butterfly made out of hearts.
Ah, okay, yeah.
Now, I know some people will be thinking, well, who decides what those symbols mean? Well, I've done my research, my friend. In 2007, the FBI got hold or got wind of a huge kind of bust on a paedophile ring, including the dark web and the behind the scenes of the internet. They worked out that the FBI themselves worked out these four symbols is what the paedophiles were using to tell each other what their preferences were sexually.
Oh, right, okay.
So the FBI have said themselves, this is what these symbols mean.
Right,
so,
okay.
Again, you can look it up. It made the news. It's the FBI consider these symbols to be what they represent. And these symbols continuously pop up in the background of Disney films. So why are they there?
Just like a subliminal message sort
Mate,
of thing.
Some of them aren't even subliminal. There's like staircases made out of these symbols.
Oh, right.
So they're in plain view. Like there's no need for it.
Wow.
Some of these examples are the symbols on the face of the lions in a film called Eleanor of Avalor. I've not heard of it.
Can't say I have.
But there's two characters, Chief Zephyr and Celia. Both of them, the male lion has the one symbol representing the boys.
Yeah.
And the girl lion has the girl symbol. And it's like a tattoo, but it's all over their face. So that's, again, in your face with this symbol.
Right, okay.
The Mighty Ducks, that film, back in the day. Jesse Hall's helmet has the symbol on it.
Oh, okay.
Flight of the Navigator. The
I remember that.
Stairs leading up to the ship is made of this symbol.
They're like little triangles.
Yeah, the triangle spirals.
Yeah, that one. Yeah.
Also, I've mentioned the lion fox from Pinocchio, but what I didn't say was the boys are giving substances in Pinocchio to make them ill and everything.
Are they?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
And they're put in cages, which is very similar to countless reports of child trafficking is what happens in Pinocchio.
Yeah.
To the point where Pinocchio jumps to escape off a cliff, and obviously he survives because he's a wooden puppet, but it's suggesting that maybe suicide is the only way out of this situation.
Maybe.
And again, this is eerily similar to countless reports of child trafficking.
Yeah.
So I told you it's going to get dark, man.
Yeah. It has taken a turn.
It has taken a turn, but it's a hard one. It is a hard situation, and it's a difficult one to talk about. But I feel like it's our duty to make people aware of this kind of thing does happen.
Yeah.
It continues to happen. You know, the Sound of Freedom is a film that came out not too long ago about this kind of thing.
Yeah.
It does happen.
Particularly with big elites.
Yes, and call it a conspiracy, if you will, whatever. There is substantial amounts of evidence and things to suggest that this thing goes on.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not too far-fetched to think that some of the biggest companies in the world are part of it.
Are involved, yeah.
So it's a horrible subject to bring up, and I probably should have put a disclaimer. But unfortunately, these things do happen. The age gaps in the romantic relationships in Disney...
Oh,
not great, mate. Not great.
But they're cartoons, so how can you tell how old each one's are? It's never actually. There's not like a little bit at the start where it comes up with Aladdin. I'm 21. You know.
No. I'd done a little bit of research, but I had so much to cover. I barely touched on it. Essentially, I saw a lot of information to say that other people have worked out by the film what happens, certain events in these films.
Or could that information have come from the original fairy tales, from like the Brothers Grimm
and that? That is right? Some of it, yeah. It is. They've just got all this information, collected it, and they're 99% sure that these are what the ages are.
Okay.
But it's not 100% fact. It's just what other researchers and people have put together that suggest well, this happened and this happened at this time and in this story, so that means she must be this age and he must be this age.
Okay, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So other people have done the research for me. So you can, again, look this up online. But allegedly, Sleeping Beauty is 16 and Prince Philip is 20.
That's not so bad.
I mean, legal age of consent and everything is not so bad, but it's still also a 16-year-old girl with an older guy. But then it gets a little bit worse with Jasmine being 15 and Aladdin being 18.
Well, yeah.
And then the worst one is Snow White was allegedly 14 and Prince Florian was 31. Now,
how old was Little Mermaid?
No idea. She's half crustacean. She could be 100. Don't clams live for like 100 years or something? Sea coral and sea cucumbers. Jellyfish are immortal, so she could be 1,000 years old. All I know, I have no idea. But they're the only examples I could find of it. And again, I will say it's not 100% fact, but it is kind of been heavily suggested that they 14 were
14 and 31 is kind of wrong, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, like you can look this all up yourself. Everything that I've written down here today, you can find out on the internet.
Yeah.
So I'm going to swiftly move on because we are
we're pushing time.
Wow, we're pushing time. Okay. Wow, man, are we just going to keep going?
Yeah.
Like this is just going to be an extra long episode.
It looks like it.
So there's been several reports of the staff and employees being treated terribly. Limited water breaks. They always have to stay in character. They always have to be smiling. People have been suspended and fired if they've been caught not smiling on the park. Right. They don't have fair pay. They have unfair hours with no regular work schedule. And that's employees coming forward to say that.
Oh, okay.
I'll just quickly go over another reason why I think Disney are evil is the pricing for the average family to go to Disneyland. Yeah. I'll just quickly gloss over this. So as of recent years, the minimum for a day ticket for Disneyland is $104 and $35 for parking. But under 3 years old is free for Disneyland.
Oh, is there not a child's price?
No, from what I could see.
So if you're a four-person family, mm-hmm. you're paying $416 admission.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for one day.
For two adults, two kids.
And there's also two parks to Disney, and they charge you $60 if you want both parks, if you want to go between both parks.
Oh, okay, right. So
extra money there.
Yeah.
A slice of pizza is $9. A small Coca-Cola is $4.
Wow.
A bottle of water is $3.50. Cupcakes range between $5.50 and $7. Ice creams range between $6 and $6.50. A cheeseburger on its own, $13.
Wow.
A mug, just a regular coffee mug.
With Mickey Mouse on it or something.
Or
just Disney.
Yeah, as we like to drink tea in this country. If you want a cup of tea and you want a mug, $22 for a mug. A kid's T-shirt ranges between $18 and $22. And an adult T-shirt starts at about $32 to $36 and can range up to $42.
Wow.
So there's just some pricing I'm throwing out there. So, you know, daylight robbery in my opinion. Over the years, Disney has made profits of up to $14 billion a year. So paying for deaths and injuries for them with their lawyers isn't a problem.
Nah, it's just a drop in the ocean, isn't it?
Hence why you don't hear about a lot of it, and some of it is swept under the rug.
Yeah.
So, just quickly, Disney donates money to political agendas and certain laws. So, Florida's HB 1557 bill, also known as the Don't Say Gay bill. Now, Disney issued a statement 10 minutes after it passed, saying it was wrong and shouldn't be made a law. And this is essentially, for people who don't know what I'm talking about, it's for kids and teenagers to talk about their gender and their sexuality and being gay or whatever in schools and education. This was a bill to say, like, we shouldn't be talking about stuff. We shouldn't be teaching that stuff.
Right.
But, so like I said, Disney issued a statement 10 minutes after it passed saying, this is wrong. We stand with our LGBTQ community and our fans. And this shouldn't have happened. But meanwhile, they donated 299,000 to support and pass the bill.
Right.
Allegedly.
Okay.
So
double standards there, I'd
yeah,
say.
Yeah, yeah. Some would say they're playing the Democrats and the Republicans at their own game.
Maybe.
Mm.
Maybe.
They've also spent millions on political agendas that affects the copyright. So I found out that Mickey Mouse was up for public domain as of, I think it was 2004, it was meant to come up
right.
as public domain. They use their power, influence, money, whatever you will. That got extended to 2024 because they changed the copyright yeah. laws to suit them, and it's just been passed again. So it's not, Mickey Mouse is not public domain.
Still not public domain.
No, they keep using their power and influence to change these copyright laws that suits them.
Fair enough. Again, they've got good lawyers.
Yes, yeah, 100%. But they've also been involved in lobbying as well for whatever political party, whatever agenda they want that suits them for getting more money and power and things,
yeah.
they will do it. Bob Iger, he joined Disney in 2006, taking Disney from $31 billion to $69 billion in worth. And as of 2024, Disney is now worth $205 billion.
Yeah,
that is currently as of this year. Now, allegedly, Bob Iger receives a yearly bonus of $65.7 million.
Wow.
Just for him, which is 1,424 times the wage of the average Disney employee, the one making the parks magical.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The people that dress up in the costumes that actually put in the work.
Yeah.
All CEOs, lawyers, HR, financial officers, they also get big bonuses, with the smallest one being 7.5 mil
yeah.
for one person,
yeah, yeah.
ranging up to 14 mil a person.
Where can I get a job?
Yeah. there was also, I say there's rumours, it's on the internet, and there's been reportings of it, so Chinese sweatshops with labor violations in 8 different factories, including underage workers, unsafe conditions, excessive overtime, and sexual harassment, with no tax being paid. Allegedly. a $1.6 billion tax break from the Trump administration.
Right.
Allegedly. So now I'm just going to quickly touch on, we are up to date. We're almost there.
Nearly
we're
there.
Almost there. This is the last page of research. And that brings us up to current events in a way. Everybody by now has heard about the Disney agenda, the diversity.
Yes.
The things that are going on. So
the remakes of old films weird ways.
The live action remakes, things like that. So I'm just going to quickly spit off some figures and some information, and then I'll give you my opinion on it. So just from August 2023 to February 2024, which is 6 months, Disney lost $965 million from 3 films and 1 TV series. Do you want me to repeat that, everyone? In 6 months, they lost $965 million
from nearly 3... billion
yeah.
dollars.
Yeah, because the budget of these films reach up to anywhere between 400 and 500 million.
Right.
And then when they release these and it's terrible, they flop and they make, I don't know, barely 100 mil. So then already you're minus 300 million.
Yeah.
That's going to rack up to a billion pretty quickly.
Pretty quick, yeah.
So, yeah, the
Especially
whole...
What did Disney make? What, 3-4 movies a year? Like major blockbusters a year?
Well, lately, they've been doing live-action remakes and all sorts.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's getting kind of old, and I'm pretty sick of it, to be honest. So,
<Same here. laughs>
the whole of 2023, Disney lost $2.3 billion.
Okay, wow.
And they lost $1.4 billion in theatres because films didn't do as well as they thought.
And the rest from the theme parks and that, is it?
Yes, yeah. So, in total, $2.3 billion, which is 25%.
Yeah.
Of, you know, what they used to. They lost 2.4 million subscribers from Disney Plus.
I'm one of them.
Yeah, you are one of them. I want to be, but I can't because I love Star Wars so much. The sweet nectar there is the Force. So they are cutting content, and due to the writer's strikes is one of the reasons why they lost so many subscribers and they've lost so much money. But Disney blame COVID. So even in 2024, they are still blaming COVID and the fallout of COVID. Baffling to me. Baffling to me. They will not admit that they are.
It's not due to COVID, I can tell you that. My personal reason was because, obviously, when I got hacked on Facebook, some reason I also got hacked on my Disney Plus account, and the hacker closed my account but didn't cancel a subscription. So I was still paying my subscription, but I couldn't actually log in and watch anything. So I tried making a second account, and then I was paying two lots of subscription for only one lot of service. So I just I told the bank to cancel my second direct debit, and they just cancelled the whole lot, and I've just never bothered reinstating it.
Yeah.
Because I don't really think Disney is worth it.
It's not. It really isn't.
I'm not the massive Star Wars fan that you are, and I can understand why you want to keep it, but for me, not worth
it. Honestly, that is the only reason, mate. Yeah. Honestly, if Lucasfilm wasn't bought by Disney, I wouldn't have it either, because there's not... That's not an insult to the shows and things that are on Disney, because you do have Family Guy, Simpsons, things like that. That's all great. I'm just not that much of a massive fan of everything compared to Star Wars. So, you know, everyone's got their thing. And I think Disney know that. Disney know that the reason they've still got subscribers is for those diehard fans of, you know, whatever you're into. Now, I'm just going to quickly touch on the Disney agenda, because I want to say things without offending, and I don't want to make people think that this is about race or about gender or anything like that. It's really not. It's, for me, it's a simple thing. Just produce entertainment and good shows. Stop pushing this agenda. And some people, crazy enough, might not have heard about this agenda and think, what are you talking about? Disney have an agenda. And they are pushing this ideology of trying to include things that don't necessarily need to be included, and they're trying to change things, like changing classic characters, changing background stories, and just changing things to tick boxes.
Yeah.
And to me, it is a problem when people don't understand the story, they do not know what is going on in the plot, and they can't work out what is going on.
Because Disney's trying to be politically correct,
and they're
towards
just
everybody.
Ticking boxes. Yeah. That is a failure. It's not. That's not success, because you've tick a few boxes, and you say, oh, okay, well, this film is, you know, we've managed to get several black people in it. We've got some Asian people in there, and we've got more females in there. That's not a success. I just want stories to make sense, and I'm just going to quickly give you a couple of examples. Miles Morales is Black Spider-Man. No one has a problem with it because the story makes sense.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Black Panther. No one has a problem with it because it makes sense. It's set in Africa. It was great. It's a fantastic film, to the point where my white blonde-haired little cousin, his favorite superhero is Black Panther.
Yeah, yeah.
So it has nothing to do with race. If you write a good story and a good movie, people will love it regardless. Stop pushing this agenda. And the one that is... I'm sorry I'm going off on a rant here, but it's been so infuriating for me for months now watching this unfold of Disney. And this is why I think they are just such an evil company that don't listen to their fans. And like I say, I am not against a female lead. Some of my favourite characters in shows and things are females. Mm-hmm. Michonne from Walking Dead is my favourite character in Walking Dead. She's a badass.
Yeah.
She's a black female.
Yeah.
Like... she ticks all the boxes for me. She's awesome in it. Maggie as well. Princess Leia. Zori Bliss. These characters from Star Wars.
Yeah.
They're all female. So I don't have a problem with this female-led agenda.
Yeah.
It's how they're doing it and what they're doing. And it just doesn't make sense to me. And if you want the proof is in the pudding. You look at the latest film of The Marvels. It's Disney's, or Marvel and Disney's, biggest flop to date. It done worse than The Incredible Hulk. It lost something ridiculous, like 300 odd million. And it made, I think I read, 63 million worldwide.
Wow.
So it didn't do great. And Disney, the reason I think their agenda is also failing massively, and they're completely missing the point, is Barbie. It was promoted and, you know, sold to females. That's going to be a majority female-based audience.
Yeah.
It made $1.5 billion.
Yeah, so it's a success.
Not many blokes were going to see the Barbie film.
They haven't tried to change Barbie.
No, they made a great film. I've seen Barbie. My wife dragged me to see Barbie.
Okay.
I loved it. I actually thought it was hilarious. Ryan Gosling was top-notch in it. Margot Robbie was amazing in it. Other characters, fantastic. The story made sense. The story was great. It had all these elements.
Yeah.
Like you said, they didn't change Barbie. They didn't have an agenda.
Right.
And it was just good. And it made $1.5 billion.
And yet we heard rumours of them wanting to do like live action remakes of like Robin Hood, but have the lead character, Robin Hood, be a woman.
Yeah.
And that's where the problem starts, isn't it?
Yeah, and when you're changing like classic characters and historic characters.
Yeah.
Like, obviously, it has nothing to do with Disney, but I just find it crazy to me that like no one would ever dare make a film about Malcolm X or Martin Luther King, and cast Chris Pine or Harry Styles to play. Do you know what I mean? Because everybody would be saying that is insane.
Yeah.
Why are you doing it? So to flip it round, it is just as baffling. Like there's historic classic characters, I don't get why you're changing and pushing this agenda. But like I say, we've got examples of people that, you know, like Miles Morales being a black Spider-Man, no one had an issue because the story was good.
It made sense, yeah.
That's pretty much all I've got to say. I mean, I could go into the fact that they're changing the background stories for X-Men characters and they've made a character non-binary, whatever that means. Attention? I don't know. But I'm not going to go into all of that. I'm getting
You could make this a two-parter with the amount of ranting that you do about
that. I'm getting riled up about it. But Disney needs to stop having an agenda. Just make decent films and stop pushing this stuff, especially it onto children that are very susceptible to taking things in.
Yeah,
just make entertainment.
They're very impressionable kids, aren't they? Like you said, the lad, your little nephew that liked Black Panther, when you asked him, what is it you like about him? He just said, he's cool.
Yeah. He doesn't see colour. He doesn't have an interest in race or anything. He is literally looking at Black Panther as a character and as a superhero and saying, that guy is awesome. I want to be him.
Yeah.
And that's as far as kids go. Kids aren't watching these Disney films and going, yes, I like the hidden messages. We should all be non-binary. It doesn't make sense as to why they're doing this.
Panther was like, if they tried to make him out as a homosexual, it wouldn't make any difference to the story.
No, it wouldn't.
It'd still be leaping around a place picking people's ass.
Yeah, it makes no difference. But it's how they're doing it. It's just baffling. And they have addressed this. And they've even said that we realise that our messages and our content, we need to go back to basics and we need to try and make entertainment, not push these messages and stories that we've got written. So they've addressed
Like
Bob Iger has said that himself. So let's see it, Disney. Put
your money where your mouth is.
Yeah, let's have these great films that we know you're capable of doing because you've done it before. Do you know what I mean?
Decades doing it and now you're ruining it.
Yeah, you don't build a $205 billion empire from having terrible content. You've done it before. Just let's calm down. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Even me,
calm down.
Let's get things back to basics. When was the last time you heard a director or a producer say, I want to make a great film for everyone. Take the family to the cinema and let's just have a great time.
Not in Disney.
No.
Quentin Tarantino is probably the closest you'd get to that.
Yeah, but that's not family friendly.
No.
No.
But he tells an original good story. Mm. And he doesn't do it to be PC or woke.
Yeah, and I will just say one thing before we go. I know Disney have a team, if you will, that are like the PC warriors, the diversity troops, if you will.
Yeah.
And I know there's a team of people at Disney that are saying, oh, you need to do this, you need to change that, and that's not appropriate, and this, that, and the other. People are sick of it. People are absolutely fed up and done with this rubbish. Just make good content. Stop having messages, agendas, pushing people. Just hire the right people, whether it's race, nationality, colour of your skin, gender, sexuality, it doesn't matter. If they're the right person for the job and the story makes sense, that's what people want to see.
Exactly.
And that's what I'm going to end on. Is Disney evil?
Right. Okay. Well, do we want to put this to a scale so that I know what I've got to beat?
You can do, yeah. Yeah, we can do.
I suppose I've got to go first then, don't I?
Yeah.
Well, I think Disney started out with Walt Disney relatively innocently, to be honest. It's only recent years, the last few decades, like you said, since the board of directors have taken over, that it has got that black cloud over it now, isn't it?
Yeah.
So I don't think I'd go up into the nines. I'd probably give it a high eight, maybe an 8.7.
Yeah, that's fair. That is fair.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's an odd one because obviously I've got a subscription, so I can't give it that high because I understand I'm completely a hypocrite in this. But when it comes to the actual...
Well, you can't be 50-50 on this.
No, I can't be 50-50. But when it comes to the allegations of sexual assault and, you know, hidden symbols about paedophiles and things like that... I think there is some element of truth behind that, just in my opinion and from what I've researched and what I've seen. And that side of things really is quite scary, and it is very, very evil. And some would say one of the most evil things in the world.
Well, that's why I've given it an 8.7.
So I'm going to have to give, for me, I'm going to give it an 8.9.
8.9, okay.
Yeah, I can't go into the nines because I have a subscription.
Fair enough.
But for me... there is a lot of evil, even when you think about the prices they charge. I'm not going to go into another rant, but yeah, it's baffling to me that the CEO gets 65 million and people are struggling to keep jobs. And don't even get me started on the writer's strike.
I'll join you on the 8.9 then, and we'll make the average 8.9.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. I honestly could rant about this more and more, but I'm not going into it. But people need to look up the writer strikes as well, because that is pure evil. People lost their homes, they lost their jobs, and Disney could have solved that with payments, and it cost them more to keep the strike going than to just pay the people that only wanted fair pay. Anyway, I'm getting riled up. I need to go.
Okay, we're going to finish on that one for today. Next week I'm going to try and trump Josh's evil empire. So I guess until then... I've been Pirate.
I'm Angry Josh.
This has been Paranormality UK. Ta-ta.
Ta-ta.
So good, so good, so good. Just in and so good. Thousands of winter deals are in Nordstrom Rack stores now. And that means thousands of fresh reasons to rack.
Because we get the latest trends for way less.
Because I've been looking for these.
Because the best deals go fast.
Save big with up to 60% off. Sam Edelman, Sorel, Free People, Cole Haan, and more cold weather finds. Great brands, great prices. That's why you rack.
If there's one thing that my family and friends know me for, it's being an amazing gift giver. I owe it all to Celebrations Passport from 1-800-Flowers.com, my one-stop shopping site that has amazing gifts for every occasion. With Celebrations Passport, I get free shipping on thousands of amazing gifts. And the more gifts I give, the more perks and rewards I earn. To learn more and take your gift-giving to the next level, visit 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST.
Bombas presents unsolicited gifting advice. Number one, if they say not to get them anything, get them something. Two, underwear is a great gift, just not for your boss. And three, those absurdly soft Bombas socks and slippers you've been eyeing for yourself, they'll love those. And the fact that for every item you purchase, another is donated to someone who needs it, they'll love that even more.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.